lit.
Get lit.
Responsibly.
That is
obviously
my two-year-old saying get lit, which is what MC managed to teach my child yesterday when we were hanging out. I guess he's a little sponge at the moment.
I mean,
he's
you
two.
Know me. It could have been a lot worse than that. And I was on my very best behaviour. I minded my P's and Q's.
You did. You were very well behaved because there was a little person with little ears hanging about. But
and now all he wants to do is...
Little Henry saying, get lit. Isn't it cute?
It's the best.
Oh, my gosh. Out of the mouths of babes. So we want to talk to you guys on 13 10 60 of, like, what did you teach your kid? Or maybe you accidentally taught something
to... You didn't realise.
...a child, which I feel is... I don't think... You weren't actively trying to get Henry to say get lit.
I was just being a legend.
Yeah,
you're just... being a cool guy.
You're just being yourself,
man. You know,
man,
whatever.
And then that is the takeaway. That was the debrief that Henry and I had yesterday before his bath time. Oh, my gosh. Okay, on the phones we've got Tom. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, mate. What did you teach your kids?
Inadvertently, out here in the wild, wild west, we do suffer from a little bit of road rage.
Yes.
And driving around town, my dear son, when he was about 4 years of age, picked up the term, "your bloody road bogan."
Yeah, did he use it in context?
Yeah, whenever we drive somewhere, if someone cuts us off or if someone's driving, overtakes us, he'll sort of yell out the window, "oh, you bloody road bogan."
Yes! Excellent, Tom. Well played. This is the really good. Fun part of parenting.
You can't do anything about
it. Oh, it's so good. Emily, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, babe. Have you taught a child something?
I did. It was actually my little niece, and she was around 2.5, 3, you know, that age where they have a bit of attitude.
Yes.
Anyway, I decided to teach her to put her hands on her hips, swing them side to side and say, "I've got attitude." Yes. Her mum didn't appreciate
sure
that
she
afterwards.
Didn't.
Oh, wow. That's what aunties are for, though.
Yeah, aunties are the ones and the uncles. You teach them all the bad stuff. Then you leave because it's no longer your responsibility.
That's it. And then karma. Then karma comes for you. Tiani, hello.
Hello.
Hey, tell us your story, hun.
So we went out with our friends, like my parents' friends, and my dad has this thing that he sits at the table and bangs his knife and fork at the table and says, "Where's my dinner?
Where's my dinner?"
And they have a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old, and now they do it at home to their parents.
No, I respect that.
"Where's my dinner?"
I respect that.
That's amazing.
When you're hungry, you want your food.
That is so funny, though.
It's good stuff.
It's almost inappropriate for an adult to behave like that, but when
kids
a child
totally
does it, it's
"Where's
really
my
adorable.
Dinner?" Sitting in the high chair.
Oh, Maddie, wrap this up for us, babe.
So my dad, in typical dad fashion, walks around quoting movies 24/7.
Amazing.
And one of his favourite quotes is, "Don't tell me my business, devil woman," from Billy Madison. literally
obscure
since
quote,
the day.
By the way.
Yeah. Since the day my daughter was born, he tried to teach her and he succeeded eventually. So she calls me devil woman. But not only that, she has a boyfriend at school that she was trying to introduce me to. And when his mom tried to put him in the car to go home, she said, "I'm talking to my boyfriend, devil woman."
Oh, wow. That's amazing, devil woman.
Yeah.
God.
5 to 8, hit breakfast.